This is Dr. Wellington Ferguson dictating cardiovascular clearance on patient Galvan, G-A-L-V-A-N, first name Maria, M-A-R-I-A, date of birth August 3rd, 1973, date of evaluation July 17, 2024, the referring physician Dr. Saqib, S-A-Q-I-B, Hassan, H-A-S-A-N. The chief complaint, 50-year-old female seen for preoperative evaluation. The HBI, the patient is a 50-year-old female who experienced a fall and developed a herniated disc on June 29, 2022. She was then seen the next day at urgent care, but continued to have symptoms, period. She noted worsening pain and numbness of the bilateral lower extremities, right greater than left, period. She has associated difficulty in walking and is reliant on a cane and walker for ambulation, period. She initially underwent a course of conservative treatment to include physical therapy, lumbar epidural injection, and a physician-directed home exercise program to include stretching and anti-inflammatories for pain, period. However, she had continued with symptoms, period. The patient is now felt to require endoscopic discectomy, period. She is seen preoperatively. The past medical history includes 1, diabetes, past surgical history, appendectomy, next number tubal ligation, next number left ankle fracture, next number fibroid uterus, medications, metformin 1,000 milligrams daily, diclofenac gel, 1% applied to the back and knee, PRN pain, pregabalin 75 milligrams on TID, allergies, normal drug allergies, family history, mother had diabetes, father also had diabetes, social history, patient is a smoker and reports rare alcohol use, however denies drug use. Review of systems. Constitutional. She reports weight loss. Skin. She reports rashes secondary to seasonal allergies. Eyes. She wears reading glasses. Nose. She has allergic rhinitis and sneezing. GI, she had postpartum hemorrhoids, musculoskeletal, as per HBI. Physical examination, blood pressure 119/78, pulse 86, respiratory rate 16, height 63.5 inches, weight 196 pounds, period. In general, she's alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. The musculoskeletal examination strength at the right hip flexors, 4/5, left, 4/5, right quadriceps, 4/5, left, 4/5. Range of motion of a truncal flexion is limited. Limited extension period. There is tenderness to palpation of the lumbar sacral region period. Data review. ECG demonstrates sinus rhythm, 84 beats per minute, and is otherwise unremarkable, period. X-ray/imaging, lumbar MRI, January 18, 2024, moderate right lateral recess and foraminal stenosis at L5-S1, period. Lumbar x-rays, moderate degenerative change, disc space collapse most pronounced at L5-S1. There is no evidence of fracture, comma scoliosis, comma spondylolisthesis, period. There is preservation of lumbar lordosis, period. The impression, this is a 50-year-old female with episode of fall who suffered injuries to the low back, resulting in 1 L5-S1 disc herniation, 2 L5-S1 moderate right lateral recess and foraminal stenosis, 3 right greater than left lumbar radiculopathy, period. The patient is noted to have lumbar spondylosis, period. She has radiculopathy as noted, period. She has failed conservative therapy and now is scheduled for right L5-S1 endoscopic discectomy, period. She has diabetes, period. The patient labs are to be reviewed from a cardiovascular perspective. She is otherwise felt to be clinically stable for her procedure. She has no symptoms of angina, congestive heart failure, or dysrhythmia, period. She is felt to be clinically stable for her procedure, period. She is cleared for the same sign, Dr. Wellington Ferguson.